I cannot say what the material was made of, but I had the impression that it could have been asbestos. The headgear has a piece of glimmerglass, mica glass, in front of the eyes. After making their way to the test site proper, Ramirsa stated, the houses that I had seen only an hour earlier had disappeared, broken into little pebbles of debris. As we drew nearer to the point of explosion, the more fearsome was the devastation. The grass had the same color as leather. The few trees that still stood upright had no more leaves. Ramirsa's credibility is supported by the fact that he eventually came to the United States, where he was granted a high security clearance. A third report, dated December 14, 1944, but only declassified by the National Security Agency in 1978, is titled Reports on the Atom-Splitting Bomb. This purports to be a decoded intercept of a message from the Japanese embassy in Stockholm to headquarters in Tokyo. It reads, "This bomb is revolutionary in its results and will completely upset all ordinary precepts of warfare hitherto established. I am sending you, in one group, all those reports on what is called the atom-splitting bomb. It is a fact that in June of 1943, the German army tried out an utterly new type of weapon against the Russians at a location 150 kilometers southeast of Kursk. Although it was the entire 19th Infantry Regiment of the Russians which was thus attacked, only a few bombs, each round up to 5 kilograms, sufficed to utterly wipe them out to the last man." The following is according to a statement by Lieutenant Colonel Kenji, advisor to the attaché in Hungary and formerly in this country, who by chance saw the actual scene immediately after the above took place. All the men and the horses within radius of the explosion of the shells were charred black, and even their ammunition had all been detonated. Moreover, it is a fact that the same type of war material was tried out in the Crimea, too. All that time, the Russians claimed that this was poison gas and protested that if Germany were ever again to use it, Russia, too, would use poison gas. Recently, the British authorities warned their people of the possibility that they might undergo attack by German atom-splitting bombs. The American authorities have likewise warned that the American East Coast might be the area chosen for a blind attack by some sort of flying bomb. The Japanese report then goes into a remarkably accurate description of the splitting of the atom, ending with the statement, "The German atom-splitting device is the Neumann disintegrator.